also put the, put the other call out, you know, with the stress. Well, how are you? Good to see you.
Well, I'm being trouble.
Good, good, well, thank you for your help.
I'm so glad.
Good to see you.
I'm alive.
Right, good.
A little day, you can stop in.
No, I have. He's a heavyweight.
Yeah.
That's what that one had to figure out, too, we should always do. Shoot all those. Who's that, Paul Rogers, okay?
Oh, yeah, he's still pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, he's kind of like.
Yeah. Come over here, sit down.
Chuck Kelly. I think you met John Bowden, like, thank you, Vice President.
Yeah.
Chuck is a fellow working on the field of W.
Oh, okay, yeah, good.
Want to come over to the.
Sit down. Well, I saw it, and I was, very great.
What was it, Tony?
No, I saw the written text, No, it, the television was there.
And I said that, it's kind of pinpoint me, maybe you know.
Oh, yeah, how'd you say that then?
I just said, this, council, I'm discussing with meeting everyone. Favor between you and I, understand? But I wasn't gonna pinpoint George and I said, so I figured that this gives you another opportunity to play another game of golf.
Right.
And get another council member.
Excellent visas for the just let me give you this assurance. We've talked to him about it. The problem you have, the moment you make it, the moment you start gaining over it publicly and laying down conditions, they're going to be kept in forever. They'll never get out. But your point, but there are other ways to skin this cat. I don't mean that you know you can't talk to others, but you see the problem is that if we got these fellows now where they have to do things for us and we do things for them, and it's just frankly cold turkey. See, it's an interesting thing too. We have come a long way with them, but it's gonna mean for your fellows in the end a lot more jobs. Because if we get this trade agreement, which we expect to get in the middle of the month, you know, sometime around there, we probably get it. It's going to be significant. And the more we can get, I mean, the more it's going to mean in terms of jobs, which you know, added a lot of balance of payments and money. But also, let's face it, the main thing, too, is that we've got to go to, I'm going to count on New Falls to tell Gibson and the rest of them, they're all for it. We got to keep our own merchant marine from going down the tube. You know? I don't know how we can do it, but we work on it. We built it. That's what I had met Gibson, and we went out, gave that contract to San Diego, and had another one up in Maine. So we're building these new ships, these tankers. Of course, ours are so small compared to the darn Japanese. They are something. Have you been to Japan?
Well, yes, I went to Japan.
Aren't they something, those Japanese?
I think I'm looking out of the sky over there, going around to Vietnam and 65, 66, I worked on it. We can help it out one day. But what I was trying to get over here is that with the merchant marine, we're getting a report ready on it now.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Your union?
My union. Like, there's 790,000 passengers when I'm on Florida away from Miami. 814,000 out of New York. And not a single one went out of a regular ship.
These are those ships that go to Nassau and
cruises in the Caribbean.
Sure.
And we haven't got the big ships that we got to the Indian.
What's
the and then the year that I can have a cruise.
We don't even have in the United States has been retired. They said it was a beautiful ship.
And they brought it up today, you're building a train of ships. And you have the program to get it.
Chuck, what's that business up in Quincy I'm supposed to be? I think that's they're going to build something. That's the LNG. What is that?
Gas. Natural gas doesn't. It'll run the. They're very large. I think that.
Is it okay?
Yes.
They're going to have Algeria.
Right.
Algeria. Okay. This and we're going to work it out with
the Russians. Yeah.
This matter was just presented as the reason for one of the threats concerning the trade agreement on the 1/3.
Yeah.
Very important.
Well, that's the part that I talked to Kissinger this weekend because Calhoun had called me.
I saw him on Thursday. Just
what are we trying to do, Chuck?
The 1/3.
We're trying to pinpoint us on that, not that part, but we skated around that they were looking about this who made it when we just stated it until 1/3, 1/3, 1/3, because they wouldn't embarrass somebody, understand? We'll look for that.
George Meany told me after we played golf that time, when they much well decided to golf game, which is supposed to be private, both of us knew the golf side, of course. But anyway, he was telling me about the 64 situation, how he was so mad, he showed us stuff. He said, you really got screwed on that, you know, where you had the deal. Were you supposed to have done it? It was 50%. And then they were doing it. And finally, you had to go and see President Kennedy on the thing. And Kennedy didn't even know it. They had done it. They had done it without his knowledge, apparently. Right?
That's right. They chartered all the ships down to Switzerland before they made the deal.
This is not going to happen with us. But the main thing is you've got to let us know. If you let us know what I meant, if you naturally will, you don't have to just keep us posted. I'm hoping to keep Rogers here after the election and in some capacity, but in any event, we want to know because, let me be quite direct with this. I'm aware of the fact that in times past, George Meany and I have talked about this, that I have had the support of many leaders of organized labor. We know that. And I'm aware of the fact that
neutrality. I realize a lot of that is due to the fact that you don't, that you're concerned about the other fellow. But the main point is that, and I think George and Andy would agree with this, that we've had a policy in these first 4 years that whether they support it or not, it doesn't make any difference. The door of this place is open. And the reason that it's open is that I have a very, very strong feeling for you folks on an issue that is more important than any labor management issue. They're important too, anywhere. But that's the issue of national defense. And I've told George Meade this, and I'll tell you the same thing. When I had to make the decision to go into Cambodia, when I had to make the decision to mine the harbors of Haiphong and bomb the north again in May, we had to try to get support. I'm telling you, business and run like scared rabbits. We had very few of them that would speak up something on that. The so-called intellectuals who do the editors and so forth, about 90% of them against us and so forth. But when it came to the leaders of organized labor, except for two or three clowns that you know about, you were with us to a man. And I know that. And that's what counts as far as I'm concerned in this office. That as long as we can do that, then we'll do what we can on the labor management issues. And that's the big issue after all.
I think Mr. Laney is, you know, my counsel, and I think what he did
you're going to support the candidates, Democratic candidates for the House, and I understand that.
And what he
they've been your friends, and you support
them. We took on guys, and we don't think that. But we don't want to even find a voice, and I don't mind talking to anybody. And a couple of other guys who took down questions. When he handled it in Chicago, when he handled it perfectly, I think it's good advantage of everybody. And being a solid citizen, I don't find a voice. Even though you might disagree with what you can't hate, the kind of thing you just can't hate.
And I'll tell you one thing about it, too. When he gets, he did one of those perfect or something. He murdered. He was so quick. You know, this guy has got a, his language is quick, precise, and these guys thought they'd have him over a barrel, and they turned right over.
The only time he voted for Lindsey, and I was with Lindsey that they were over.
He told you to vote for Lindsey?
No, he said the only thing he said, he voted for Lindsey if McDonald was a candidate.
Oh!
He made that statement. And I was with Lindsey this morning, he told him to make a point like that. See, Mr. President, with us, the longshoremen, the white ships, the men, the white flag. The position we just take is the health and wage rate, Calhoun.
Sure, because there's you fellows, that's right, you get the jobs, whoever bring them in, because they can't, you've got to unload them. But on the other hand, you have a very close relationship with the others, right?
We have the mates and I, the captain and the mates, a member of the ILA.
Are they?
Sure, they just.
So you, so it would happen, so it means something. But also, we do like to see our American stuff do pretty well.
Mason. The original one when we took the stand against Kennedy, when he made the deal, he didn't know what was going on. Now we took the stand because these Russians don't want to see American ship go in there with the American flag with this fleet. Because they think they're getting it from their own country.
Very good.
You know, I understand that we insist upon it. The first ship that we met insisted upon was an American explosion behind the American flag. And when it got to our vessel, they wouldn't let the crew off the ship to talk to the people.
Well, the world has not changed a great deal. That's true in Russia, it's true in China. It'll be that way for a long time to come. They are totalitarian societies. All we're trying to do is to find those areas where we can make deals to our benefit as well as to theirs.
Well, I think
I'll tell you where, but we have no illusions. I mean, but it's, well, if the communists change, the answer is not a bit. They're not going to. But it happens that, let's face it, if the Russians and the Chinese didn't have this difference between themselves, none of this would be going on. But they have these differences. Why should we either? Right? It's just part of the game. Now, we don't say that publicly. The point is that, after all, our point is we're trying to get along with both. It's much better to have that sort of situation than done where we're just sitting on the outside looking in. And we're doing business with them, and it'll help be our mutual benefit. But only then. But I couldn't agree more. They wouldn't even let the guys off the ship. get along.
You should have been.
Well, he was working hard to get you to convince that bank, but that's 7% for making a mistake.
Yeah, but actually, you know, he of course has a natural beef that deals in the shadow of Hoffa, but that's not, but Fitzsimmons is a strong guy. He's a strong guy. As a matter of fact, and I won't get into this, it's something that you all have to work out with your communities, but at some point there ought to be an
offer. Well,
it will. Because basically, you believe in the same things. You know what I mean? Isn't this true?
That's right.
I mean, you talked to the Fitz and your follow-up, they followed Joe T.
Joe T.
Yeah, they're good guys.
They came up here.
Yeah.
They were nice. See,
you work with them, do you?
100%, because they deliver their documentary all over the country. Where we organize with them, where they have non-union drivers coming, and some fellow has a gypsy come over or something like that. We can take them to the documents, you have a union book, and work together with them. And Fitz and I wrote a wedding thing in California, which happened well. But you got a bad group out there, between the hippies and zippies and chappies out there.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I got to go out there on Wednesday. They're going to have a riot in San Francisco because they're the worst, most violent group of all.
The
San Francisco police are pretty tough. They're trying to keep knocking us over, but that's all right.
Well, you didn't have it so bad in Miami. You should have been down there.
That was easy.
Oh, God, I was in Miami. Thank you for one day. Come home. I was there after the group. This is when I knew he was a real cop. When I came into the Doral that day, after he said he was trying to bomb and weave a little bit about the prisoners of war.
Yeah.
And he made a statement that he was going to keep the total force in Cambodia or Thailand. I forget what you said.
Make
sure the prisoners of war down there come down. And you want to get a language out of the room down there and everything else in the round.
Were they pretty bad?
Oh, my gosh. The language of a woman walking for you. The longshoremen don't use it. The longshoremen.
The longshoremen in Russia. That's right.
Yeah.
It was vicious. But that night, when I came out of war, and you know how they had the security, had the ticket to get on the bus before you got there, they checked you.
Yeah.
But under the Democrats, when you got in there and saw the birds, black and white walking around naked, the street right outside the Magic Hall.
I didn't show that on television.
No, they didn't. I mean, he's telling you guys, they were all trembling over the video. Okay, you know, it was a victory. Well, I know you're busy.
Well,
President, I want you to know.
Well, I appreciate it very much, and I will not do that.
Mr. President, I want to tell you that I represent the passenger ships in New York. And 18 years ago, a fellow named Eisenhower, maybe you remember, Russian spy escaped.
Garrett.
Mandatory. Never worked another passenger ship in the Republic. 18 years. And I told them that I would work the ship if they used their influence to send back 5 minutes of war. When U.S. State Department asked me to work a Russian passenger ship, I told them that I wouldn't work it. But when I got that briefing from your top people, I was convinced that you're going to do everything in the war. And I've changed my opinion, so has Teddy, and I told Victor Eisel that I'm convinced now that no use me holding out 5 minutes of war. I think the war's going to be ended through 3 years.
We're going to get it. Oh,
I And I've changed my mind about the Russians. So I still feel the same about them.
Yeah.
And if there's something wrong, we'll go back to our old slogan, but right now we're going to back you.
Well, the main thing is this, if we get that done, then we're going to get them back. The Russians, and also we got a little business to do with the Chinese, and of course we got some business to do with the North Vietnamese. We're going to be, and that, if they don't settle, we're going to have to be very tough on them.
Will we?
Now, the interesting thing, a little bit of history on Gerhard Eisler. I was a freshman congressman in 1947, Jack Kennedy's on the Labor Committee. Yeah, I was also on the American Activities Committee. And Eisler came before the committee and refused an answer on the ground of self-incrimination. I was selected by the chairman of the committee, Arnold Thomas of the British Congress, to present the citation for contempt to the Congress. And it was a great, of course, honor for me as a young congressman. So, that was in February of that year. I went on to make my first speech in the Congress was made asking for a contempt citation for Gerhard Eisler. And we got, there were only about 20 that voted against it, including Mark Antony. But we got the certificate. And then he escaped,
right
on a Polish ship.
Right across the street, my local.
And went to work for an East Germany Communist, right?
That Victoria's been in three times and is still carrying her own baggage. But not as far as I'm concerned, we'll have Latin leaving right here and rush the passenger. Because I think it's the only way to do it. Leave it up to you, and I think the prisoner will be back home for the field. I know I'm voting for you, I'm a voter Republican in my life. And I'll convince my people that work in the Russian ships is the best interest in this country.
Well, we'll make it in their best interest. I'll put you there. Good. Good to be with you. Good to be with you. Right.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Bye.